Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
37 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No one is excused from the call of the House today.
Our chaplain today is Reverend Milton S. Hunt. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Almighty and most gracious God, we give you thanks for this fresh new day. We first pause and express gratitude for the rich and varied creative treasures in our great land. We rejoice in a wide variety of landscapes, from the cold Arctic sub-zero temperatures to the mild banana belt breezes that blow across the Japanese current to provide warm midwinter temperatures to our southeast. Keep us aware of the high ideals which called us to public service. Help us to see you as the author of all gifts, good gifts, including principles of morality and justice. Enable us also to perceive you as the giver of grace and power to follow the high road of dedication, integrity, and sacrificial service. O Lord, make us bold to run the way of your commandments, that filled with your gracious spirits, we may lead lives of quiet confidence. Let us be witnesses through which your divine light actually shines, and help us to bear witness to your grace and your power in our world. O Lord God, fill these elected representatives with the power of Moses, the wisdom of Solomon, and the love of Jesus. Amen.
Representative Hudson, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Menard.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask for unanimous consent that the prayer gets spread across the journal.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 29th and the 30th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 29th and 30th days in House Supplement Number 4, House and Senate Joint Supplement Number 4.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal for the 29th and 30th legislative days, plus joint House-Senate Supplement Number 4, be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journals or the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journals and supplement have been approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Pierce and I have a constituent in Gallery A. Would you help us welcome Linda Stewart?
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A friend in Gallery A is Mr. Earl Frank from the ADA. I'd like to welcome
him. Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the citation in memoriam Clarence Coleman, and it is transmitted for consideration.
That'll be referred to rules for calendaring.
The Senate also approved the following citations, and they were transmitted to enrolling. Honoring Nancy Carson, honoring Alice Longworth, honoring Anchorage Fur Rendezvous 1987, and honoring Michael Morris. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We received the annual report of the Division of Pioneers Benefits, and it is on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily order of business to reports of standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee has considered Executive Order 65, moving the Alaska Foreign Offices from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to the Office of the Governor, and recommends approval. The report was signed by Ulmer Chairman. Signing approval, Martin, Boucher, Hoffman, Davidson, and Ulmer. Executive Order 65 has no further referrals. The State Affairs Committee has considered Executive Order 67, transferring responsibility for the alcoholic breath and blood testing program from the Department of Health and Social Services to the Department of Public Safety, and recommends approval, and attaches 2-0 fiscal notes with analysis. The report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, signing approval, Davidson, Hoffman, Boucher, and Martin, and Ulmer signed an objection. Executive Order 67 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 90, time periods to be used for administering the Tax Equalization Program and the Municipal Assistance Program, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Springer Chairman, signing do pass, Cato Collins, Herman Springer, and Zawacki. House Bill 90 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 117, relating to the state song, and recommends it do pass and attaches a 0 fiscal note. The report was signed by Ulmer Chairman, signing do pass, Ulmer, Hoffman, Martin, Boucher, and Davidson. House Bill 117 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered Senate Joint Resolution 13 amended relating to United States Coast Guard reorganization, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 13 State Affairs with the same title, recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Ulmer, Chairman, signing do pass, Ulmer, Hoffman, Davidson, Boucher, Menard, and Donnelly. Martin has no recommendation. Senate Joint Resolution 13 amended appears on today's calendar. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Elaine Atwood by Representatives Barnes, Adams, Grusendorf, Furness, Martin, Hanley, Menard, Zawacki, Collins, and Gruenberg.
That will go to rules for calendaring.
Sponsor substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 14 by Martin and Hanley by request, ratifying an amendment to the Constitution of the United States concerning the compensation of members of the United States Congress.
Two standing committees, State Affairs and the Judiciary Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 17 by Navarre, Sund, Swackhammer, Taylor, Gruenberg, Davidson, Ulmer, Collins, Kopanen, and Herman, relating to the use and recording of trade names to designate seafood products of Alaska origin.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 57 by Gall, Brown, Ellis, Navarre, Boyer, Kopanen, Larson, Phillips, Menard, Davis, and Davidson. An act establishing the Alaska Children's Trust Fund to provide a continuing source of revenue for grants to community-based programs for the prevention of child abuse and neglect and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, the Hess Committee, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill Number 136 by Navarre, Swackhammer, Hammer, and Sund. An act permitting certain municipalities to assume the functions of district recorder.
Three standing committees, CRA, Resources, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 137 by Brown, Ellis, Davis, Frank, Swackhammer, and Menard. An act relating to elections.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 138 by Sund, Herman, Kopanen, Davidson, Ellis, Gall, Hudson, Navarre, Taylor, and Schultz. An act regulating the sale and use of TBT-based marine anti-fouling paints and coatings and providing for an effective date.
Resources and the Transportation Committee.
House Bill 139 by Gruenberg, Sund, Pettijohn, Donnelly, Navarre, Phillips, Taylor, Ulmer, and Martin. An act relating to the jurisdiction of the Superior and District Courts, judicial disqualification and impeachment, the procedure for judicial retirement due to incapacity or disability, and proceedings before magistrates.
Judiciary and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 140 by Swackhammer, Gruenberg, Navarre, Hanley, Kopanen, Larson, Pettijohn, Brown, and Hudson. An act relating to parole.
The Hess Committee, Judiciary, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 141 by Taylor, an act relating to forest management agreements.
Resources and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of our daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 13 amended by Duncan, Abood, Bennett, Binkley, Coghill, Eliason, Fakes, Fahrenkamp, Halford, Hensley, Jones, Josephson, Kelly, Roadyster, Jaluski, Euling, and Jaroff, relating to United States Coast Guard reorganization. The State Affairs Committee has considered the resolution, recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 13 State Affairs with the same title, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Ulmer Chairman. Concurring, Ulmer, Hoffman, Davidson, Boucher, Menard, and Donnelly. Martin has no recommendation. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having a House committee substitute for the resolution, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House consider the House committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 13, State Affairs.
Are there any objections to the adoption of the House committee substitute? Hearing no objections, the House committee substitute has been adopted. Do we have any further amendments before us?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no further amendments, being a joint resolution, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 13, State Affairs, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement motion from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 13, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, relating to the United States Coast Guard reorganization.
The resolution is before us in third reading, under debate. Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to stand in favor of this resolution and to let the people know that we are not going to be asking these people to be sent to TOC. But for your information, this body's information, the farthest inland Coast Guard station in the United States of America is located in TOC and is possibly the farthest inland Coast Guard station in the world. Thank you.
Any further debate? I'm trying to refrain myself here. Representative Hudson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to stand in support of this resolution. As a retired Coast Guard commander and a person who's really sailed the waters up here for many years, this is really not simply a concern about the relocation of 78 military personnel. This is a concern about a significant change in the support of the operational mission of the Coast Guard in Alaska. If anything, I think this attests to the deep and long historical relationship that the state of Alaska and the United States Coast Guard have had, all the way back to the days of the Coast Guard cutter Bear and the Northland and all of the different relationships we've had historically. So I'd just like the body to recognize that what we're trying to do is to convince the commandant that the Coast Guard's important to Alaska and that any idea of relocating significant support activities from Alaskan waters to San Francisco and the interest that that might have or the concern that we have that that might create a lack of support for the operational units simply is not acceptable to the body, and that's the purpose of the resolution. I urge overall support. Thank you.
Any further debate? Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Does anyone here have any information on the future plans of the Coast Guard? I understand that in the 1990s that they will be moved back to Alaska, that they will be put in such communities as Cold Bay and Kodiak and other communities. I wonder if anyone has any information on that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hudson.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. In response to my colleague, there are plans, or at least have been announced plans, of placing a C-130 in Cold Bay, and I'm hearing perhaps a helicopter detachment in Kodiak. But again, this makes the point that if you're going to increase the operational commitment to Alaska, you have to have the necessary support with it. And the support, in my opinion, cannot be dislocated to San Francisco. So it makes a greater case to call for the Coast Guard to restructure with the emphasis of moving to Alaska where the action is rather than San Francisco where the action is not. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 13 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has anybody failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
40 yeas, no nays.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 13 has passed the House. We have some. Representative Menard?
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask if we could move up the introduction of guests.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, Representative Larson and myself have some constituents that are down here visiting with the Alaska Foster Parents Association. From Palmer, we have Jim Woodstein, and I think around the corner is Marion and Jim Sumner there. And also a gentleman from Juneau that I just met yesterday is Jim. Would they please stand and be recognized?
Any further guests for introduction? We still have some final action on some citations on the daily calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have three citations on the daily calendar. First, honoring Jenny Lynn, 1987 Alaska Junior Miss. Second, honoring Marie Becker, Athena Award recipient. Third, honoring Esther C. Winicky. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt all three citations.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations stand approved. This brings us to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absence. Representative Herman from March 4, Wednesday at 7:30 a.m. to Plain Time, Monday, March 9. Representative Herman again from 7:30 a.m. Friday, April 10 to Monday, April 13 at Plain Time. Next for Representative Donnelly from Thursday, March 12 at 5 p.m. to Plain Time, Monday, March 16. Again, Representative Donnelly from 5 p.m. March 26, that's a Thursday, to Plain Time, Monday, March 30th. Representative Miller from Thursday, February 26, after session, to Plain Time, Wednesday, March 4. And Representative Taylor from after session, Friday, February 20, to Plain Time, Monday, February 23. I move and ask unanimous consent that those representatives be excused from the call of the House on the dates indicated.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the people named by the Majority Leader are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Sund.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce that in the Judiciary Committee, I posted the schedule as Thursday and Friday of holding bills over, a continuation of bills, and just like to note to the body here that we have published a schedule of the specific bills that were held over and when they will be heard, and they can get that off the board or in my office.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Kopanen.
Bill 32, penalty for possession of marijuana at 3:30 to 5:30. Not a joint meeting because most of our members have conflicting meetings, but those who wish to attend or testify should attend on the Senate side.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to mention that besides that hearing this afternoon, there's also a teleconference at 7 o'clock this evening on the recriminalization of marijuana, and I know there are quite a few young people around the state who have been interested in that subject, and I expect we'll be testifying during the teleconference.
General announcements. Oh, Representative Ulmer.
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to announce that next Monday, the State Affairs Committee meeting, which is at 3 p.m., will be considering a number of proposals dealing with the earnings of the permanent fund. Former Governor Jay Hammond will be in town on Monday, and he has consented to come to the committee to discuss the proposals which are being discussed. And so for those of you who might want to arrange your schedules to come listen to Governor Jay Hammond, that will be Monday at 3 p.m., and instead of being held in the State Affairs Committee room, which is quite small, we're going to do it in the House Finance Committee room. Thank you.
Representative Gull.
Could we stand at ease, Mr. Speaker?
Would the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we were under a announcements? Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Committee announcements? Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would request that we move back up to unfinished business.
Are there any objections? Hearing none?
I'd like to make another request that the following representative be excused from the call of the House. Representative Rieger from after session this Friday, February 20, through plain time, Monday, February 23. Move and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, Representative Rieger is excused till the end of the session. Any further unfinished business? This brings us back down to general announcements. Any general announcements? Representative Boyer.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to just announce that tomorrow the Fairbanks Interior Delegation is having its weekly brown bag luncheon, and we're going to be teleconferencing in with our state and borough government officials.
Any more general announcements? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two. First, the Rail Belt Democratic Caucus will be meeting this Friday at noon, from noon to 1, in the Labor and Commerce Committee room. Again, that's an open meeting. Secondly, you've all received an announcement from the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, an invitation to a reception for Canadian dignitaries on Monday, February 20, from 5 to 7, in the House Finance Committee room. We will be hosting a reception in honor of the visiting Legislative Assembly members and Cabinet members from the Yukon Territory. And these will include the Honorable Tony Pennicott, Government Leader, the Honorable Roger Kemmerly, Minister of Justice and Minister of Government Services, the Honorable Margaret Jo, Minister of Health and Human Services. Legislative Assembly members, other Legislative Assembly members include Norma Cassi, Dan Lang, and Opposition House Leader B. Firth. Member Doug Phillips. And these will be accompanied by Maureen Mahoney, their Intergovernmental Relations Officer. As the members know, every other year we go to them, and then the other year they come to us. And this is their turn to come here, and it's a very exciting group, and there's a lot of things we have in common, and I urge you personally to attend. I think you'll find it very interesting. Thank you.
Any further announcements? This brings us down to special orders. Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for special privilege of the floor to speak on the Tooth Fairy.
Are there any objections?
No.
I see objections in front of you, Representative Larson. Are there any objections? Hearing none, Representative.
I noticed the Tooth Fairy has been distributing toothbrushes to those who apparently need them. He did not give me one. Apparently, my dentist must be doing a good job. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Menard, this body must be free of advertisements and commercials, but go ahead. Yeah.
Mr. Speaker, I request the floor to speak on Dental Health Week.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The kind words from my colleague from our district will be taken to heart. But if everyone looked in their box this morning, and there should have been a brush, so what I am saying is I didn't want anyone in this distinguished body not to have or to have excuses for not keeping the pearls clean. This week is Dental Health Week. And I wanted to bring it to your attention for various reasons. You know, we never know how this political arena is going to work, and you always have to have a backup system, so we're doing a little work on the backup system. But when I was home this weekend, Representative Cotton and myself went over the Rec Rivers bill, and then from there I went to my office. We had a free day at the office in both Wasilla and Palmer, and since it was Valentine's Day, it was a gift of love, and I got down in the mouth again, and we've seen over 100 patients and treated patients in need, and some of the patients had been waiting since 3 and 4 in the morning. So it was quite a rewarding experience, and thank you.
Thank you, Representative Menard. I think you've noticed his card. It says, "We cater to cowards." Representative Sund.
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask for the privilege of the floor to speak on impacts in the marine environment.
Are there any objections? Go ahead.
Mr. Speaker, I thank you for the opportunity. I normally do not get up and address pieces of legislation that are introduced on a day under special orders, but I think today is a little special occasion. House Bill 138 has been introduced today, and it's an act relating to tributyltin, which is a pesticide and a toxic chemical. But the importance, I think, to recognize that this piece of legislation is being introduced simultaneously today, not only in the other body of this state, but in California, Oregon, and Alaska. And coordination of that came from the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force, of which this state is a member. There's two members from this body, Representative Herman and myself, that sit on that, and two members from the Senate, and the same from the California, Oregon, and Idaho delegations. And the bill, and you'll become to hear more about it later on, in this issue was raised as an issue in our task force meeting. It is an extremely toxic chemical, called by some to be one of the most toxic compounds ever introduced to the marine environment by man. And it's basically used in an anti-fouling paint in terms of the paint that's put on the bottom of vessels, buoys, nets, and it's put there to retard the growth of algae, barnacles, and other organisms that grow on the bottom of vessels, and which obviously cause friction and decrease speed and efficiency of hulls. And it is very effective. It is extremely effective at killing marine organisms. And I want to put it in a perspective that if you put 7 drops of this chemical in the Juno swimming pool, that is about 8 parts per trillion, and that becomes lethal to marine organisms. And so even getting the equipment to be able to measure the level of toxicity is very difficult, but in this case we have. And what this bill is asking is that this compound and all of the paints be banned in the state of Alaska from sale and use, and in all of the states on the western coast. And the task force is also, through a resolution process, asking for the Congress to institute a ban and a prohibition nationwide. And the effort here is going to be to try to clean up this problem in our marine environment before it becomes a big issue and before it becomes a major problem. And we have the opportunity here to do it. And we also have other compounds that can be substituted immediately. Copper-based anti-fouling paints are available. They work. They're not quite as efficient, but they do work, and they are somewhat effective. And I would note that other countries, France, England, Switzerland, Japan, have instituted bans or partial bans. One other state has instituted it, North Carolina, and it really came not through much the fishing industry. It came through the carpet industry. They used TBT to cut down bacteria growth in carpet and to clean slime out of pipes, but the discharge into the marine environment was beginning to kill aquatic animals and mollusks and other shell life in North Carolina, so they have put a partial ban in that area. So I would just like to note that this is one of those task force that many that this legislature belongs to that has been working, operating, and we have a coordinated effort going on in this area. And I'd like to give one more line of credit here to the Auk Bay Labs. The National Marine Fisheries Service here in Juneau is one of the experts on this issue. They have done the research on the impacts of on salmon and marine the environment at their research lab at the Warm Springs on Baranoff Island. And this is not a direct result, not something they set out to do. This is a byproduct of the research on fisheries and salmon. And I think that's an example of some of the monies that not only the federal government, the states involved in a joint project there, that this is a product that came out of that. And I think we can put a stop to it in our environment and on the West Coast. And I'd urge your support on the legislation and in the hearing process. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Furness.
Mr. Speaker, not a special order. I request that we move up the calendar to introduction of guests, please.
Any objections? Hearing none.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to acknowledge, I believe, a constituent of Representative Barnes and I, a gentleman from District 14, a attorney from Anchorage, and appears he's visiting Juneau today, and Gallery A, Mr. Paul Davis.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Gruenberg.
Mr. Speaker, I request that we move up the calendar to unfinished business.
Okay. Are there any objections moving down to unfinished business? Go ahead.
We have another request for excused absence from Representative Navarre from the after session Friday, February 20, until plain time Monday, February 23.
Any objections? Hearing none, Representative Navarre is excused from the call of the House. Are you done with special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday.
10 a.m. Friday.